It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstheeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Also, it is a shout-out Friday, and Corey, I do not know if you're going to approve of one of these shout-outs. You'll probably approve of this one. From the 214, can I get a shout-out to my wife, Robin, having me take her down to Waxahachie for a day date and let me listen to y'all while driving down there. She sounds lovely. That's what
he should be excited to listen to.
I mean, it's a process.
But I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Also, shout out to Mark. Mark is a Washington fan, though. So I don't know if you approve of that.
I'll wait.
He was really nice, and he's a big fan of the show. Does that help?
All right.
All right. I guess
good
not.
Good luck to him.
Okay, now.
Against the Ravens.
It's time.
Actually, you know what? I need some points from Terry McLaurin this week, so let's go with Terry McLaurin.
How quickly we come around.
Still, I want you to lose, but I need his points.
Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, good morning, sir.
Good morning. If I knew that, known that, I could have stopped by and seen you guys.
Oh, yes.
Mickey.
I gotta get your schedule.
I'll send it to you.
Yes, we can definitely facilitate that.
When I have to drive by places, I know you're going to be at, right?
Now, I feel like we talked about this a little bit last week. I know prevailing wisdom is if you win the toss or whatever to defer. But when you look at, obviously, if you score first, that's better. I think we all know that. But when you look at these staggering splits for the Cowboys and they score first, they're 31-2 when they lead at halftime. That's the highest win percentage during that span. Do you like when the Cowboys take the ball first? Because I'll have to admit, I do, even though it's against kind of conventional football wisdom.
I love it. I want the ball, and I want to have the chance to go score and get in the lead. And I think that changes what other teams do, because now they're going, they just took their first possession and scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Now I got to go because I don't know how many more times I'm going to stop them. So to me, I want the ball. And I don't know how many times they've done it this year, but I think they should do it all the time.
I think I agree with you. I really do.
As long as they score. You know, I'm not
fine, but what happens when they take it? And then you can say the same thing. Well, if you defer and the other team scores, you know, then you're saying, well, as long as they don't score.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with you on that aspect of, hey, set
and you
the tone
can't
early.
Manipulate the game all the time to say, okay, I'm going to have back-to-back possessions, end
True.
Of the first half and start the second half. That's just by chance.
That was Brady's expertise, though, throwing a 40-yard pass interference that set him up for a field goal before the half. That was what Brady loved to do. The injury of I saw illness for Diggs. Is he okay? Are we going to be all right?
I think somebody earlier in the week missed with an illness.
Yes.
So maybe there was something going on. That one I'm not as worried about as Kendricks.
Okay.
I mean, he hasn't practiced the last 2 days.
And yesterday you were like, maybe it's just getting him to Sunday, but
yeah. And cool. And now I think it might be close. So if he can't go, Damone Clark I would imagine, steps in the middle. And they also have veteran Nick Vigil. So, but yeah, I mean, if you just look at how well he's playing and how productive and his leadership on the field, boy, I'd hate for them to be missing him. That would be huge. So I still think they'll probably take that until Sunday and see how it goes. But think about the free agent signing of him.
Yeah.
Bang for the buck.
Oh, my God, yes.
Might be the best free agent signing of the season.
I have been a very big fan of this signing.
And I mean, not with the Cowboys. I mean in the league.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. Usually when you get a player of that quality, you're paying big bucks, right? And
that's
it's a multi-year deal with a big signing bonus. And his was, you know, he basically, you know, decided against San Francisco to come here to be with Zimmer. And it,
good decision.
For a one-year deal, I mean, it's paying off for him big time. So, yeah, I would really like to see him to be able to get on the field.
I know we care more about trends like in season as opposed to trends over a career. So should I put any stock in Dak, his career 5-0 against the Lions? He has 11 touchdowns and one interception. Or should you just be like, that's great. That was against teams that are not this team anymore.
Yeah, and the Cowboys aren't this team
that's
anymore
true.
Either,
that is true.
Right? So, yeah, now I don't put any stock in those types of statistics. Now, if you want to compare to last year, at least it's kind of close, right? Recent year before too, is that right? Did they play them in 2022? I'm trying to remember.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure somebody in their notes has that. But yeah, I don't think it's against the team. I think it's where you are, and you know, kind of recent history, and we know how things change year to year in the NFL.
Are we just rolling Bland out there now? Like what are we?
Well, that's one of those. You know, he seemed optimistic, but he also said we'll see. So, you know, he's practiced fully all week, and like I said, sometimes they, you know, let them do that, and then you start the next week. So, but I mean, he seemed encouraged, and then he relied on the, well, we'll see, the coaches and trainers will decide. So we'll see on that. You realize if he gets out there, it'll be the first time those three guys will be on the field together.
That is amazing.
Because of injuries?
Yeah.
They weren't last year. Wow. Wow, no, that is crazy.
You know, Trayvon missed, right?
Yeah, whole year.
And then Jordan Lewis was out the one year with his foot injury. I mean, that's how he got on the field, because he started off, it would have been 2022, his rookie season, in the slot. And then, I mean, that's where, you know, when Lewis got hurt, he moved into the slot. And then Anthony Brown got hurt, he went outside. And Lewis never came back. And then when he came back, Trayvon was out. And then when both came back, he missed the first five games this year.
Now, on the offensive line front, I saw the stat, and I mean, it just sounds kind of overwhelming. The Dak has been sacked 12 times. I'm not saying that's always on the offensive line, but he's also been pressured 71 times this season. That is too many. What's your confidence level, especially with the younger players on the line, that they can improve and hopefully improve a lot as the season goes along?
Well, I think they have going along, and it's not just the young guys. All right, don't just put that on them.
That's
I
fair.
Think it's been
Terrence
the coordination.
Steele is in the mix. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The coordination of the whole group. Yeah, that's way too many sacks, because if you factor that out over 17 games, you're getting nearly 40-some sacks in a year. And it's not just the sacks. You're right. It's the pressures.
Yeah.
And he's been throwing and running to get away from pressure far too many times. The protection has not been good. But, again, if you can at least run the ball moderately well, you keep guys honest. But when you're falling behind like they did in the two games and you got to throw, well, chances are your offensive line's going to be in trouble. So, you know, I think if last week was more of a, you know, indication of maybe where they're moving, not necessarily points scored, but protection and running the ball, I think it's a lot better. But think about also this string of, you know, defensive ends they faced.
Yeah.
I mean, probably
pretty daunting.
Right? And it doesn't let up Sunday with Aiden Hutchinson.
What's he ever done?
I mean, he might win Defensive Player of the Year.
So. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
and then, you know, the next game, it's Bosa.
Yeah.
It's not easy. But again, you know, you kind of knew that going in, but I think that contributes to, you know, they haven't had any. I mean, even when they played the Giants, Thibodeau's pretty good. But they got to be better and they got to improve. And that's kind of what this team has to be. I mean, if you look at the amount of young people they're playing, rookies, second-year guys, third-year guys, newcomers.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I bet that if you put that all together, it's going to be more than half the roster. That's how young they are. So to me, if you get off to a slow start, if you can evolve and get these guys some experience going forward, maybe it gets better towards the second half of the season.
With all that in mind, do you have a prediction for us, good sir?
For what it's worth. Although yes. I'm on a string now. I got
that's
one right.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what? I think this is going to be an offensive game. And I think the Cowboys, if the front can hold up, and that might mean Tyler Smith still playing left tackle, right? TJ yeah. Bass at guard. How about the Cowboys 30-28?
Oh,
and I know
I
no
like
one's picking
it.
The Cowboys. Everybody's picking the Lions.
There aren't a lot of people. Yeah, you're right.
And
it's just
they
a
should.
3-point spread. Like.
Yeah. And, you know, and if you look at it, they've beaten the 1-4 Rams, the 2-3 Cardinals, and the 3-3 Seattle Seahawks, who kind of looked awful last night.
Yeah, and somehow I still thought they were going to figure out a way
I to thought
win
when
that
they
game.
Got within a yeah. touchdown, the wide receiver runs the right route, he doesn't throw that yeah. interception.
Yeah.
You know, that was his fault.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next week.
I'll be here.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo, 30-28 Cowboys is the call.
Kevin, have you seen the news on Josh Young?
No.
Josh Jung is going to have wrist surgery, surgery, after evaluating multiple medical opinions regarding the lingering issue with his wrist, collectively decided that Josh should have the release surgery now to ensure that he can have a normal offseason and be fully ready for spring training. There are a lot of uncertainty with the other options. This is going to give us clarity on his timeline. Following a recovery period of 3 to 4 weeks, Josh will be able to begin regaining strength in the wrist and start his regular offseason activity. And then Kennedy Landry also pointed out that the Rangers on Adolis Garcia, he has a left patella tendon strain, and he's going to begin a normal offseason program after 8 weeks of rehab there.
So, did you almost want it to be something for Garcia to explain why it was such a bad season?
Yes, and I don't know that that fully explains it for me. Like, it's a strain, and I'm like, I kind of want it. I know it's weird. I want it to be torn, you know, like, because he was he wasn't the same dude.
No, you're right.
And
you're
it
right.
was something. Yeah. There was something personality-wise that was different around about him this year.
Now, I have some, well, take this for whatever it's worth, potentially good news about the Rangers. The Athletic put out their power rankings of all the teams that didn't make the baseball playoffs.
Okay.
Now, it probably won't, in terms of likelihood to make it back to the playoffs next year, it probably won't surprise you to know that the Chicago White Sox are dead last.
No.
After putting together a historically bad season, not surprising. At the top of the list, the Mariners. Then the Diamondbacks. Then the Texas Rangers are number three. The Rangers' offense didn't live up to expectations as Corey Seager was limited to 123 games. We just talked about Adolis Garcia. Evan Carter wasn't there. Wyatt Langford, at least for the first half of the season, didn't live up to the probably too high expectations. So they have the Texas Rangers number three on the list of most likely to make their way back in the playoffs after missing this past season.
Let's go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. They are open. The kitchen's open. They are ready to go, and so are we. Coming up next, Kendrick Perkins, the Milwaukee Brewers baseball curse, and LeBron James. Do any of these folks deserve forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Gathered in by Stankoven. Behind the net, he will circle. Stankoven, back door, shot, score! Roppe hits off the feed from Stankoven. Dallas has the 1-0 lead as the top line strikes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville on a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out to my mom, Michelle. It's her 50th birthday. Happy birthday. And then we've got a great Tolo who comes to a lot of these Buffalo Wild Wings.
All of them.
Shout-out to – I don't want to put too much pressure on
I got you, yeah.
Shout-out to my baby girl, Hazley, just turned 3 years old and will be always be daddy's little princess. Tremendous happy birthday to Hazley as well.
And Kevin Carlos, the coffee guy.
Yes.
He asked if we could give a shout-out to his sister, Stephanie, and his dad, Gabriel. And I got a question for you. We're gonna do a little off-air conversation on air right now, if you don't mind.
Okay.
What if we start telling Tolos that come out here, if they want to get a shout-out in, they can get on the headset and give a shout-out on their shout-out Fridays? How would you feel about that, Kevin?
I think that's a fun idea. It makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, do you like that idea?
It makes
live radio.
Me a little nervous.
If you want to get out here and say it, you can say it to Kevin's face. I love it.
You can.
Uh-huh.
You're nervous.
I see this. All right.
I'm a little nervous about that.
You know what? The Tollers are going to have to convince him. Y'all can text in that maybe if you text in that last night's Stars game wasn't as that important, Kevin will give in. You know?
I don't know. No. Look, I'm really glad that they won. Maybe I need to go into Forgiveness Friday as I see people texting that in, 877-881-1053, that I need to ask for forgiveness for not thinking it was important that the Stars win. It's great that they won. I just didn't think like the season was going to be over.
Last night's game, no longer important. Well, the next game is more important than last night. So there we go.
Okay.
Every step of the way, we got to take another step further, Kevin.
Do all the people in the National League playoffs now need forgiveness because it's over? They're just wasting everybody's time because we already know the Mets are going to be in the World Series.
Do we?
Yes. Because every time Milwaukee loses in the playoffs, they lose to a team that goes to the World Series.
Is this a real thing?
Yes.
The Brewers bump?
It has happened 9 straight times.
What?
6 of those teams have gone on to win the World Series, while the other 3 just made the World Series and lost.
Wow.
Including the Arizona Diamondbacks. But that we know, it's over. The Mets are going to go to the World Series based on...
So it's
past information.
Likely going to be a Subway Series then.
Yeah, I mean,
here we're getting that again with the Yankees and the Mets.
It could be. I guess Shohei is probably going to be like, the hell it is.
Yeah,
he's going to try.
Point.
He's going to try his best, but it's the, I guess, the Milwaukee Brewers baseball curse.
Dude,
I don't really know what to go with there.
By the way, tonight's game, Shohei against the Padres, and not just Shohei, obviously, the Dodgers-Padres. That's going to be a blast of a game, dude, because as I was talking about yesterday, Dave Roberts said they didn't want to go back. He didn't think San Diego wanted to go back to L.A., and I wonder if that puts a little fuel in everything tonight. There's already bad blood between those two teams. I'm expecting fireworks. Lots of cliche words I just threw in.
I know. I know, man. Speaking of cliches, it is actually delightful. There is a father and son throwing a football together right outside
of
the Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. That
is
delightful.
What a great dad that is.
Does LeBron James need forgiveness? Now, it's not for the things that people normally think. Instead, does LeBron James need forgiveness for this tweet? Because this is the oldest thing I've heard anyone say in a really long time. Can someone explain, please, to me why we're getting on a plane and heading to Milwaukee for 1 preseason game?
That didn't sound like LeBron.
No, that was old LeBron.
But
actually, that was just my generic old man.
I didn't like it when I saw this either.
Like, that just sounds really like,
but
fine, don't go. You run the team.
Yeah.
Just tell Reddick you don't want to go. What's he going to do?
That does sound pretty valid. But is he taking a shot at Milwaukee? Is that what he's doing here?
Why didn't they come to LA? That's fair. Like,
that does make sense, though. In the preseason, doesn't it feel like you should just be doing things that are close? Like, it should just be like New Orleans and the Texans and OU, you know, that you play against each year. That would be kind of fun to see a preseason game against the Sooners.
I guess that...
That way you can just get your work in. I think he's right, Kevin.
Okay. From the...
Plus, it's Milwaukee. It's the Cream City, you know?
That is so weird still. From the 806, do I need to ask for forgiveness? My buddy wanted to come visit from out of town this weekend. I lied and told him I wouldn't be there because I was invited to the Texas OU game and want to go to that instead.
Can't you just say... Like, in that instance, you don't have to lie,
yeah.
Right? You can just say, hey, I got tickets to this Texas OU game. I'm sorry, man. Like, your buddy's going to understand in that situation, right? Am I wrong about this?
What if you're, like, a diehard fan on the opposite side? Do you think he's going to think that means he gets a ticket, too? Like, what if that person's a diehard Texas fan, you're a diehard OU fan? He's like, oh, bro, you got us tickets? He's like, No, I got a ticket. But you don't get to go.
Yeah, sorry. But you know what? This gives you an opportunity to become friends with somebody else on this venture that we were supposed to go on together.
Does it?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I'm probably just telling them, look, man, I can't make it. I'm going to Texas OU. But that is a commitment. Kevin, you're big on commitment. Like, if you say you're going to do something, you follow through with it.
Yes.
But whenever this kind of thing comes up, I mean, all I'm saying is, you know, it's a chance to go to a big-time game.
From the 903, shout-out to my slow-pitch team for our comeback victory this week. They didn't give me the score. But still, comeback victory is a comeback victory.
Yeah, comeback victories are big-time,
man. Impressive. From the 903, yes, I see there's a lot of these. Does Kevin need forgiveness for not thinking that the Mavs, the Stars game, was the most important game of the season?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess. I'm sorry.
You're just on the list.
Also, you're welcome that I drove the fan base and the Stars to want to win.
They did feel more, and the Stars people were listening to us, you know,
because
they pointed it out. Kevin, shout out real quick to Plano Parks and Recreation.
Oh.
Reaccredited this week at the NRPA National Conference in Atlanta. Plano Parks and Recreation accredited since 1994. I just want to point out, I live in Plano, and the parks and recreation areas are phenomenal.
Yeah.
The rec centers are great. They do a lot of work there. The parks are great. I love the ability to, in every little neighborhood, man, it feels like there's a place where you and your family can go hang out, or you can just go have a picnic or something. I think it's really cool.
Now, on the Forgiveness Friday front, does Kendrick Perkins get forgiveness? Because it actually came out via an ESPN article, which, you know, that's probably not what you want, that he's part of a company that might be preying upon young athletes by getting them to sign predatory NIL deals.
No, really?
Because you know how they would do the thing? And we saw this a lot in baseball when it was like, hey, we'll give you this amount of money, and then we'll take this amount of your future earnings and everything like that. Kendrick Perkins' company, which is called Nilly, I guess for maybe how much money?
N-I-L-I?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
And they're cutting those same kind of deals, but with these youngsters in terms of their NIL deals. And multiple people, including ESPN, have come out and said, I don't think this is a very – this seems kind of predatory, especially since the people are so young.
You say predatory, and you mean that in they are taking more money from them than they are actually
kind of,
letting them earn?
But also, like, taking advantage of people who maybe are not the age to understand, like, the long-term implications of what they're doing. So their argument is, Kendrick Perkins and his company, they know exactly what they're doing, and that's why they've set this up.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids might be like, hold on, I get how much money right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's enough to get me out of this situation right now. But then down the road, is that money? I should have had that money.
It could cost you
millions
and millions and millions of dollars.
From the 214, man, that's how payday loans got my uncle. So they're concerned about that a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's a shady business, and I'm sure the people who are in that business would be like, hey, we help people out. And that's... I'm sure there's some success stories where they helped them out. They got them the money back straight away. They didn't get destroyed with crippling interest payments or anything like that. But, yeah.
Interest is tough to deal with, dude.
That is true.
You got to make sure you're on top of that one.
From the 972, shout out to my fiance, Rachel. We got our marriage license this morning, and the wedding is this Thursday. All right. Love her so much. Always good to get married on a weekday.
Kevin will go to your wedding if it's on
true.
A weekday. From the 682, regarding the person who said that they were supposed to go visit their friend, but now they're going to the Texas OU game.
Mm-hmm.
His friend is from the 682. His friend's probably a woman. That's why he had to lie. She's unreasonable.
What?
Am I right? Women.
No.
Right?
What are you, Mike? That's what Mike says. I have nothing to base that on.
That's a great text.
I do not know that to be factually accurate whatsoever.
It's hilarious.
No, I don't. I really don't think
you've been around women before. Like, you know
really
what he's talking about.
I really think it's a terrible idea to be like, hey, women, you know what I'm saying? Like, that feels like that really alienates a part of your audience.
Did Alec just I said you've been around women.
Yeah. You know, that's true. One that did marry me, one that changed their mind.
Well, I mean, you've also just been around women, and like, you have a mom and a sister.
That is true.
You have lots of women in your life.
I just don't want that to come off as a brag.
Yeah.
Does Hassan Reddick, how many people are going to text now? It's like, I only have a brother. Thanks a lot for bringing that up.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Does Hassan Reddick deserve forgiveness? He got dropped by his agency.
Yeah.
Because his agency was like, what if we try this? What if we try this? And he's like, no.
I don't think he wants to play football anymore.
I think
this is a dude that's just like, hey, look, man, if a team wants me for a playoff run, I'm fine, but I don't want to go through a full football season. I just want to be a guy that's going to come off the edge and sack a few people a few times for a playoff team. But I don't think he really wants to play anymore. I think otherwise you'd be out there.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be following through with some stuff, and he's lost more money at this point. I think he lost $5 million in fines to the NFL. So, like, he's lost more money than he's going to make. I don't think he really cares about that anymore. He might as well just go ahead turn in his card, unlike what Mike Bassick did. He did not turn in his card.
You know what? Here's my question. Does Corey need to walk around the Buffalo Wild Wings to all of our female fans and ask for forgiveness?
Just say women.
For throwing
right?
out old-timey stereotypes.
Do you think the women would agree? Do you think they would go, you
no,
know what? I've been unreasonable.
I don't. Like, it's not, this is not 1980s Evening at the Improv where some guy's in front of the brick wall going like, you know, fellas, women like to shop. Like, it's
that's
so
a good
like,
one,
you
Kevin.
Can do, they can do better than that. Like, When me and Jess were getting married,
my wife has a lot of shoes.
Yeah, we were going through this marriage class, and like the pastor who was leading it, even told these old jokes, and he's like, "My wife always wants to shop, and I just want to watch football," you know. And I was like, "Man, I guess you guys have probably been married for a long time. Maybe like this is all flu when you sign up and everything." I was like, sometimes men like to shop. Sometimes women like football. All of that can be accurate.
All right. I mean, okay, Kevin. I see what you're trying to
Man,
do.
Man, it doesn't seem like you are.
I see where you're going.
Are believing me whatsoever? From the 972, shout out to me for still having an undefeated fantasy football team.
That's impressive.
And then one more Forgiveness Friday. I know we've gotten rid of them. The Rangers are working on their own peer-to-peer app. We've got Victory Plus. But the Diamond Sports Group, do they need to ask for forgiveness again? They're trying to pave the way to get out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy because they're terrible at working in the modern media culture.
What are they going to do after they get out of the Chapter 11
bankruptcy?
They're
going to keep their three spare-ass teams and probably ruin that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do they deserve your forgiveness? Or
absolutely
are you like,
not.
You know what? I'm glad you went into bankruptcy.
No, this is one of those situations where I'm not happy with the way that they treated the fans along the way. They didn't make it easy for them. They didn't. Your connection to your team is through that. And they took complete advantage of it and screwed it all over the entire way. I'll never forgive them for what they did.
I'm going to tell you this. I am going to grant them forgiveness because as someone who's employed by a company that also just went through bankruptcy, I understand how tough that can be.
All right. You do you, buddy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Too far? Right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. This season, the NFL's meek have inherited the earth. Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Snap to Brock. Brock going to throw left for the end zone. It's caught by George Kittle. Touchdown! San Francisco!
What do you do? Why are you always
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. They were playing on Thursday Night Football. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville if you want to come out and see us. So here is how it works. Corey has already given away some cool Cowboy swag. You can come on by. We got more giveaways happening during the show. And then after the show, Miller Lite will be doing the drawing for the Cowboys and Lions tickets. But you got to be here to get entered into the contest. And we got Gridiron in just a second, but first, Corey has a disturbing revelation to make to us.
All right, yesterday during Crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation, Kevin, out of nowhere, like this was really, I don't know why you were asking this question yesterday, asked if we had ever seen the movie Labyrinth. And that movie, it had the fart rocks and it had all sorts of like the weird crystals
the
and everything.
The hand tunnel when they're
yeah,
like, she said, yeah.
Weird tunnel. And so we were discussing it and it creeped me out. My whole childhood. I pull up Facebook, and right here, right there on the screen, Jim Henson's Labyrinth in concert, tickets in Dallas, Texas, Monday, October 21st. Kevin, I have no clue why you brought that to the table yesterday,
because
but did you know there was going to be a concert in Dallas?
No, I had no clue. That's my wife's best friend's favorite movie, and so she was trying to get her to watch it, and I asked her about watching it, and I was like, do you not feel the peer pressure to watch it? And she goes, do you think I'll like it? And I was like, definitely not.
Oh, my gosh. And again, my laptop was closed and put away in my backpack.
Oh,
I don't even have Facebook on my
Corey.
Phone.
It hears everything.
They know it all, don't they?
All right. You guys ready to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Here we go.
I think Bobby sent in a fake name earlier to try and catch us offsides.
Oh.
And I caught it. And then he posted that he got you a follow with that fake name. Look at us. Look at us being winners here.
Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit RhinoShieldTX.com. So quick, some injury updates for you. Dan Quinn says Brian Robinson's going to be a game time decision. Zay Jones and Darian Robinson are out this week for the Cardinals. And then Malik Nabers has been ruled out yet again for week six for the Giants against the Bengals.
Ooh, now, is that finally time for the Bengals to get right then?
I mean, it could be. I just don't know if I see it. I'm just really.
Done.
Yeah.
This is one of those. Their defense being as bad as it is could be the wasted season for them. They got to recalibrate that.
It's just probably not their year. Now, Corey, if I'm going to pivot back to Thursday Night Football and there is a highlight available, do you think I should play that other highlight that we haven't heard
yet? Is it a
yet?
Niners highlight? Because I would prefer not two Niners highlights in the same segment, Kevin.
It could be.
All right.
They did win the game.
If you need to, man.
I don't need to. I was just asking. Play cut number four.
Brock going to throw out left wide open. Deebo Samuel makes the catch. And now speeding down the sideline. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! San Francisco!
What are you doing, Alec? It's like you don't even know what we're like. Why? Why would you do that? That's two in a row.
I just read the number and I hit the space bar, Corey Majors, man. That's all I do.
Dude, by the way, have you seen what G-Bag is having to pay off today with the bet payoff?
Yeah, what's on the docket? And then I do kind of just want to talk about how Seattle was – it looked like they were going to lose the entire game.
Yeah, sorry.
Then all of a sudden – you're like, hold on, they have the ball again. Might they win? And then interception, game over, 49ers tag on another touchdown. So they win, move up to 3-3. Seattle is now 3-3. But it looked like San Francisco was going to, let's say, snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Niners defense, is still pretty stout. Those teams get to see each other twice a year. So they have a really good understanding of what they're expecting from each other. Bosa didn't have the best game last night. There were a couple of moments that I was like, oh, man, he's really giving up that one. So there was a little bit missing there. But then you also have Jordan Mason going down.
He has an AC joint injury in his shoulder. It's sprained.
Okay, here, and I need him to be healthy. The more I watch Brock Purdy, I just watch him with your eyes squinted next time.
Okay.
I see a lot of Aaron Rodgers' movement in Brock Purdy. Like the way he does his play actions, the way he sells things, the way he'll shift people around as he's throwing. He's a smaller version, obviously, but there's just a lot of Aaron Rodgers, like when Aaron Rodgers was at his best in Brock Purdy's game. And just, again, like I said, just squint your eyes next time you're watching him and see if you can see that too. Maybe I'm wrong about
okay.
this.
Okay. That's an interesting point. I'll check that out.
All right, thanks.
All right, I'm not always a big Tom Brady fan, but this was pretty cool. Tom Brady donated $100,000 to Hurricane Milton victims. Now, we've talked about it. It is a weird dynamic of it was better than or not as bad, I guess I should say, as a lot of people thought. But still, you saw millions of people without power, thousands of homes devastated, multiple people died. So it's still an awful, awful situation. So good job by Tom Brady. Same thing with Mike Evans. He's talked about their game and how it's bigger than just a football game because of all those people that are suffering.
Oh, for sure, man. Can I ask you a question? Do we have time for this?
Yeah, go for it.
I haven't seen enough about areas that are like that got hit that don't have people, and that's usually the way it is, right?
Yeah,
it's not as big of a destruction if people weren't involved.
Yeah,
if an island gets hit that has nobody on it and it's leveled,
right?
Nobody cares because nobody got hurt,
right? They don't care as much.
Yeah, no, but
maybe they care a little.
Hey, I like that island. But I do wonder if there were some other areas that did get it. It just missed the ones that were most heavily populated. But as you pointed out, man, there's a lot and a lot of people really, really ready to help. It seems to happen a lot, man. These areas of the coast get hit, man.
All right, the G-bag payoffs.
Okay, yeah. I just saw that Wolchuk said, and I don't know exactly what time it is, but they are paying this off today. They are going to have a hot dog wiener hanging from their belt or their button, their zipper.
Okay.
All right, and they're going to have to swing it. It's on a string. They're going to have to swing the wiener out and then try and attempt to catch the wiener in their mouth. I don't know if this is just Wolchuk that's having to do this, but he said, thanks a lot, Seahawks, for losing to the Giants. So I know there was an egg involved at some point.
Yeah.
It looks like they went from eggs to wieners. So this is going to be a really wild situation today.
Now, what I really need to know is, what are the consequences? Like, if you caught the hot dog straight away, you just get to move on with your life?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't, they're like, you got to keep swinging.
You're the wiener catching champion at that point, I think, is what's going on.
I used to know that girl. Oh, that's too far. Okay, I was just trying to figure out where the line was. We determined the line is there, and I went too far.
No one's dying.
Okay,
but
thank you, Jason Kidd.
It could be Wolchuk. So
for supporting me.
We could be Wolchuk that's the wiener catching champion.
I mean, look. Good luck. I don't know what the right thing to say
these
is.
These are the things you got to get by your Twitch and you got to get by your YouTube. You have to watch this because it's going to be hilarious. And I guarantee you they're going to have some slow-mo videos of it at some point, too.
If that's the case, then
winners, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You want them to fail early on, right?
So many times.
At least experience some
so
pain
many failures.
For a while.
Okay. Yes. All right. Because we want to be able to retweet this forever. For into perpetuity, as they say.
Forever. Now, the Cowboys are underdog this week, which normally is bad. But this year in the NFL...
Especially at home.
That is true. It is shockingly good to be an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you look at some of these records. Teams that are 8 or more point underdogs are 3-1 straight up. Not against the spread, like straight up winning the game.
Wow.
Teams that are 7-point underdogs or more are 7-2, which is crazy. So you're like, oh, we're favored by a touchdown. We should be good to go.
Yeah.
No. And these are all records since the merger, as you can probably imagine. And teams that are 6-point favorites or more are 11-7. So it's amazing how, like, if you think you're a six to eight point favorite, you're probably, I'm not saying the game's over, but you're probably feeling like pretty confident going into the game, right?
Those teams
have a losing record that are favored.
That is how weird this season's already been, dude. Like, to start the season, I think everybody has been able to agree that it's just been a little weird. And that number right there is significantly weird to me.
Yeah, think about this. Last year, teams that were 7-point underdogs or more went 15-50.
Wow.
This year, they're 7-2.
Wow.
So
that's wild. They were terrible last
year. Yes.
And they're brilliant at it this year.
So really going to have some favorites just really destroying people down the stretch. Or maybe you'll continue to just see these upsets. Now, this might be the most amazing story of the day. Ricky Pearsall, the 49ers rookie, is expected to practice again next week.
The dude that got shot?
Yes. 6 weeks after getting shot in the chest, He is expected to be back at practice.
I'm just telling you, you shoot me in the chest, I'm down for about 2 years. All right, I'm taking time off. I got to go through some mental stuff too. But this is a guy that, like, that's his chapel. His place to get through the mental process of it all is getting out there on the football field and living that, because there's no adrenaline like that for a guy like that. So, like, this is what he's doing. It's wild to hear that it's happening, that he's doing it. But he's an important player to them. They were really excited about what he could do.
Do you automatically root for him then? Like, I know.
Nope.
No. That doesn't mean you have to root for the 49ers, just the player that got shot.
He's a Niner.
Okay.
Sorry. Like, good luck to him not getting shot again. Like, that'd be cool. I hope that happens.
So yes, root for him in life?
I'm rooting he never gets shot again. Yes.
That's all people.
Yeah, you know, he can have a nice, fun NFL life. All right, I hope that for him.
That's filled with lots of losses, but no other tragic events.
Exactly,
off the field.
Exactly. Right. I understand what you're saying. Because, like, DeMar Hamlin, do you feel like a lot of people are pulling for DeMar Hamlin every time they see him out there because of what he went through? He literally died on the football field and then got back out there. So I do think what you're saying of people rooting for, wow, I can't believe he's doing that. Look at what humans are capable of.
On the 469, I think we know that same girl. I don't know what that is in reference to. It's out of context text. I don't really understand.
Jeez.
Coming up next, we will continue live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, 2613 Interstate 35E Frontage Road. Coming up next, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because 877-881-1053. Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.